Morning, Ireland. It's 14 minutes past eight. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney, good morning to you.
Morning on you.
We heard the words of the Taoiseach earlier in the programme, his response to this stop ban, this letter from Russia banning 52 Irish officials. Absolutely unacceptable, and a form of hybrid warfare was the Taoiseach's response. So if this ban list, Minister, doesn't merit expelling Russian Ambassador Filatov, what does?
Well, look, I mean, can I just say that I think that this is an effort by Russia to unsettle Ireland and our political system. And I don't think we should play that game. We should focus on where the real war is, which is in Ukraine, where Russia is clearly responsible for war crimes. Ireland's role in terms of trying to hold Russia to account for what they're doing and the aggression that they're wrought on people in Ukraine is where we've been very effective. And that's where we should continue to focus our attention. I think in some ways, this is a distraction. It's a very unwelcome distraction. But in reality, none of the 52 names that are now subject to a travel ban to Russia are planning to travel to Russia anytime soon. Our focus, and by the way, today our focus even, is hosting nearly 300 people in Dublin from all over the world, having over 80 countries signing up to an Irish-led declaration in relation to limiting the use of explosive weapons in populated areas to protect civilians. This is what Ireland is good at.
And I do want to talk to you about that, Minister, but just for some clarity on this issue of the letter. We know that you're contacting the 52 names individually.
Yes.
We know obviously you're on the list, the Taoiseach's on the list. We've heard some other names, Sean Haughey, Ivana Bacik. Does it cover politicians across all parties in Leinster House?
Look, I mean, it's not really for me to publish a list that has come from Russia. What we've done is...
No, but just in terms of the range of politicians
52.
that are sanctioned.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go into the list, but it doesn't... The politicians are predominantly from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. There's some independents as well, one or two other party representatives, but it doesn't cover all political parties. But look, I don't want to insinuate anything from who's not on the list and who's on the list. This is a decision by Moscow to target Ireland. It's not our job to publicize that. We have informed each of the individuals who are on the list so that they know themselves. That's as much as we're going to do. Our focus really is to look beyond what is a distraction and an attempt by Russia to unsettle Ireland, and to focus on what we do well, which is to be a strong international voice, to protect international law, to protect the UN Charter, both of which Russia is ripping up at the moment.
And I know you're consulting with officials in your department, and you'll be bringing proposals on a more formal response if one is merited to cabinet. But just in terms of move by Russia now. There's a question here as well. Just in terms of this move by Russia now. Ambassador Filatov has made the point about our participating in the mine clearance training, that says undermines our neutrality. There's a motion at the Fine Gael Ardesh about anti-armour protection this weekend. So maybe those actions are what led Russia to make this response now. Is that the case?
Maybe, but I mean, every country in the European Union is contributing to the European Peace Facility, which is helping the Ukrainian military to defend themselves. We limit our assistance to the Ukrainian military to non-lethal weaponry, and that's not going to change. But I think, at a time when we see a military superpower looking to change international borders by force, imposing their will through brutality, which is what we're seeing currently in Ukraine, Ireland is not neutral on that issue and hasn't been from the very outset. If one country is blatantly breaching international law another country is the victim of that, well, then Ireland takes sides, and we shouldn't apologise for taking sides. That doesn't undermine our non-alignment internationally, militarily. We're not members of NATO, but we are a country that chooses between right and wrong. And we're doing so in this instance. And so we should. And so, you know, what we have today is a country that has decided to target Ireland this week with specific sanctions in an effort, I think, to create political division in Ireland so that we're less focused on holding Russia to account and more mm-hmm. focus on the internal politics of some people being targeted and others not. And we, as I say, we shouldn't be playing that political game. We should continue to do what we've been doing well, which is to speak up in the UN Security Council, to speak up in the EU, to speak up in other international platforms, to hold conferences on issues like the use of explosive weapons in populated areas when they're targeting civilians, which is a war crime. They are the kind of issues. Yes. That makes Russia very uncomfortable.
And that declaration is going to be signed, Minister, in Dublin Castle today. More than 70 states signing it. It's the culmination of years of work at the United Nations. I have Ireland heavily involved. And the aim to protect civilians in populated areas. You've been talking about Ukraine. We can see what's happening on our television screens and on our phones, that the civilian population of Ukraine is being targeted. The infrastructure that keeps them warm, playgrounds, hospitals, schools, being targeted. So, how does a declaration like this make a difference in a situation like that?
Yeah, that's a very fair question. And, you know, this morning, up to 10 million people have no power and many of them no water in Ukraine today, a country that is now starting to see snow falling. And so, you know, we have parents trying to figure out how they're going to heat their children. This is the human consequence of a war of aggression that is now targeting civilian infrastructure and civilians that we are trying to call out. What we're doing today is actually up to 80 countries are now going to be signing a declaration today, which Ireland has been working on for the last 2 years. Back in 2019, the UN Secretary General has called on the world to be more focused on the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Ireland effectively signed up to be the champion to try and lead on that. And last summer in Geneva, we managed to get a declaration agreed by a lot of countries working with the International Committee for the Red Cross, which is now leading to a Dublin conference and a Dublin declaration today. There'll be a lot of foreign ministers there today, but also a lot of international organizations, which essentially is about focusing countries on applying what is already there in international law, but requiring militaries to explicitly consider the impacts of civilians on their actions in populated areas. It requires international cooperation in terms of collecting data and sharing data on how victims and civilians are impacted by the kind of thing we're seeing in Russia. In Ukraine because of Russian aggression at the moment. And so, you know, this is one of the ways in which Ireland, as a neutral country, can be impactful internationally by shining a spotlight on what is completely unacceptable and illegal in terms of the consequences of warfare on populated areas. Right. Not just in Ukraine, by the way. There are unfortunately many other examples of breaches of international law by other states as well that need to be highlighted so that we can do what we can through this kind of work to protect civilians.
And finally, Minister, Nancy Pelosi stepping down as House Democratic leader, a friend to Ireland, she was described earlier in the programme. And of course, she addressed the Dáil.
I mean, look, she has been an extraordinary friend to Ireland, you know, and I'm just back from Washington, actually, this week. Obviously now focused on the Fine Gael Ardèche in Athlone this weekend. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi has been an extraordinary and consistent friend to Ireland through her career. She has taken time to really understand things like the Northern Ireland Protocol and its impact on Ireland, North and South. She's taken time to speak to the British government in terms of the consequences of Brexit on Ireland. She will be sorely missed and has made an extraordinary contribution, not only to domestic politics in the US, often under fire and under extraordinary pressure, but she's also made a significant impact in Ireland in terms of trying to protect what she calls the peace accords, because she sees herself and the US in many ways as a guardian of the peace process internationally. And you know, that steady, sensible, intelligent, and powerful voice that we have had from her in Washington will be sorely missed.
Simon Coveney, Minister for Foreign Affairs, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland, 24 minutes past 8.